And to the panelists for such highly enlightening presentations. And you alluded to or spoke to very many aspects that are in a general comment on the right to education, which raises the three A's, and these include availability of education, that's having functional educational institutions and programs, accessibility, meaning financial access, physical access, and other aspects. But where even issues are is more of acceptability, the form and substance of education. And this is where we see the exclusion and erasure of people of African descent, including in curriculum. In some places, children never get to see people who look like them in some of these educational materials. And we saw this in Mexico as well when we made a technical visit to the country. And the other aspect is adaptability. How education, one's education, and Mr. Hughes did mention this, relates to the needs of the changing society. Many people of African descent receive education which was previously meant to train them to be colonial clerks, not relevant to them turning their environment into an enterprise or even catering for their own needs. I had an interesting conversation with somebody that had run bankrupt and was previously a financial or a bank manager, and she told me she was never taught how to manage her own money. She was taught how to be a financial controller for somebody else, and that really brought something home. Many people of African descent receive education that makes us to seek employment or serve other people, but not to start businesses. I'm glad Sonita mentioned something like this, starting an enterprise, or even to work for oneself, or turn their own circumstances or their own environment around. But they do well elsewhere. They do well for others. Thank you for this.